This message comes from NPR sponsor Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, whose scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute is changing lives everywhere. DanaFarber.org/everywhere.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Biden is challenging Republicans to help save democracy. In his State of the Union address, Biden ticked off his economic achievements and called for fair tax rates on billionaires and big corporations. As NPR's Asma Khalid reports, the president also chided GOP lawmakers for blocking immigration reforms that they demanded.
The president is accurate in saying that this was a bill that had many conservative priorities. In fact, it was a bill in which he was repeatedly getting criticized by the left within progressives within his own party who did not agree with the stepped-up enforcement. And so, it is a good challenge to pose to Republicans and to, I think, make that contrast clear to many voters. And this is what Democrats are hoping to do in the months ahead.
NPR's Asma Khalid reporting. The House has approved an immigration bill named for Lakin Riley, the Georgia nursing student who was killed last month. Melissa Fado of member station WABE has more.
The Lakin Riley Act is in response to what Republicans call the Biden administration's open border policies. The man arrested in connection with Riley's death is a Venezuelan national living in Georgia who officials say entered the country illegally. The bill would require federal authorities to take undocumented immigrants into custody if they've been charged with theft or similar offenses. It would also allow states to sue the federal government if they can present any harm done by immigrants who crossed into the country illegally. Last month's killing has sparked several immigration bills in Georgia as well, as the state nears the end of its own legislative session. For NPR News, I'm Melissa Fato in Atlanta.
Sweden is now officially a member of NATO a year after Finland joined the alliance. The Scandinavian country has already promised to join a multinational force in the Baltic nation of Latvia. Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson is promising that Sweden will meet NATO's spending target of 2% gross domestic product by this time next year. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the expansion increases security for NATO members. The Israeli military is launching a probe into security failures leading up to the Hamas attack last October. NPR's Daniel Estrin has more from Tel Aviv.
The Israeli Army Chief of Staff has ordered commanders to launch a probe to find out how Israel failed to prevent the deadliest single attack in its history when Hamas led the surprise assault on southern Israel 5 months ago today. The Army's calling it a learning process and says it's not seeking to prosecute any officers. It's going to look all the way back to 2018, when Hamas encouraged demonstrations along the Gaza border fence with Israel, when demonstrators damaged the fence and the army fired on demonstrators. The army will also look at the decision-making failures in the days leading up to October 7th and the army's struggle to regain control for 3 days after. The army expects the probe to be done by June. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading on Wall Street. This is NPR. The Michigan Court of Appeals has rejected a request to block the prosecution of a former Grand Rapids police officer who killed Congolese immigrant Patrick Leoya. Christopher Schur is charged with second-degree murder for allegedly shooting Leoya in the back of the head during a traffic stop in April 2022. The defense argues that officers are allowed to use lethal force if a suspected felon is trying to flee. A video of the incident is online. French leaders used International Women's Day to announce plans to codify abortion in the country's constitution. A ceremony highlighting the move will be held Friday in Paris's jewelry district. Researchers say they have found an amphibian that produces milk. As NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports, it's an unusual case of evolution at work.
The creature in question is long and segmented and lives underground. It looks like a worm, but it's actually a kind of amphibian known as a Sicilian. Researchers noticed wriggly babies were gathering near their mama's tail. Carlos Jadet is with the Instituto Butantan in Brazil. He says the mama was oozing something the baby seemed to lap up.
A kind of substance, like milk.
The fluid is rich in lipids and sugars, Giadad says. It's an apparent case of convergent evolution, where the amphibian has independently evolved a milky secretion much like what's used by mammals. The work appears in the journal Science. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
Again, U.S. futures are virtually unchanged. On Asia-Pacific, market shares are higher, up 1% in Hong Kong. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Viore, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to viore.com/NPR.